This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A man named Rene Ruiz has been sentenced to 24 years in state prison for his involvement in a high-level number of criminal organizations that stole many cars, catalytic converters, and firearms. This is on the Front Range, but many of those thefts were from Denver International Airport, happened to quite a few Route County residents a few years ago when they were parked at DIA for spring break. Now that main guy behind many of those thefts is headed to prison. A plane crashed at the Kremling Airport Thursday. It was a single-engine aircraft. The pilot was from out of state, practicing takeoffs and landings when he lost control. On that final landing, he has minor injuries. Renovations are almost complete at the Steamboat Grand Hotel. It will reopen Friday, November 22nd. The Steamboat Grand has been closed since April 1st. The original water pipe infrastructure was replaced and elevators and guest rooms were upgraded. A new fire alarm system was installed along with some other improvements. There's a lot happening this weekend. The CNCC Spartan Showdown, Friday and Saturday nights at the Moffett County Fairgrounds in Craig. Gates open at 5. Everybody's invited. The last farmer's market in Steamboat Springs for the summer is Saturday. There will be a quick draw competition at the Plain Air Festival. 75 painters will start painting live at 9 in the morning. Then a bell will sound at 11, at which point they have to stop painting, frame their artwork, and display it on Yampa Street, and it will all be for sale. The Route County Wildfire Mitigation Council is hosting its first annual pickleball fundraiser. Smoke in the Air is what it's called. It's at the Steamboat Tennis and Pickleball Center. It's a round robin. No two teams will be the same for each game. Starts at 12:30 tomorrow. Fall Fest is in downtown Craig from 10 to 5 Saturday. There's live music, food, crafts, a pumpkin patch, car show, and bounce houses. The Fast and Furious 5K9 Doggy Fun Run and Walk is Saturday. This is for humans and dogs with best costume categories for everybody. Check-in starts at 9 at House and Hill Lodge, starts at 10:15, and right before that is the tennis ball drop. A charity golf tournament for the kids is Saturday at Yampa Valley Golf Course in Craig. It's raising money for Totally Kids to celebrate their 30 years in the Hayden community. Saturday night in Steamboat, Reps is presenting some ski films at the library. Starts at 6:30. Reps is reaching everyone, preventing suicide. It's a fundraiser for them. Saturday night in Hayden, the Hayden Arts Commission presents the inaugural show of Hayden Night Live. It's an adult-themed variety show that showcases the delightful absurdities of the Hayden community. Starts at 7 at the Hayden Center. On Sunday, learn about electric vehicles from 10 to 3 at the House and Hill Rodeo Grounds. In sports, the undefeated Sailors football team, they're off this weekend. Steamboat High School mountain bike team is competing at the Haymaker Classic in Eagle as part of the Colorado High School Cycling League. The Sailors and Bulldog cross country teams are competing in Grand Junction today. The Moffett County Bulldogs football team, they're away in Grand Valley tonight. So is the girls volleyball team. The girls softball team, they're away Saturday playing Resurrection Christian. Sirocco Rams football is away at Rangeley tonight. The Hayden Tigers have a bye. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.